Well, praise the Lord. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Woo, come on. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Come on, you're awful quiet. Did you eat your cereal this morning? Come on. I said, look at your neighbor and say, you don't have any trouble. Come on, say it. You don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Woo, let's say it together again out loud. Say, I don't have any trouble. All I need is faith in God. Would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. That's not an original, of course. That appeared, and I listened to that when I was 15 years old, first got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I began to listen to Dr. R.W. Shambach, 660 K-Sky AM out of Dallas and Fort Worth, that great man of God that hailed from the Tyler, Texas area. And I can tell you, as a young preacher, he had a wonderful, God used him to have a wonderful effect on my life. Don't have any faith. Don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. I can tell you, faith in God is still, it still works today. Would you shout amen? But it's good to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to preach this wonderful gospel. I want you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. We're celebrating 20 years of Truth Camp. 20 years of Truth Camp. How fast it has gone by. I was 32 years old at the first Truth Camp meeting in Lumberton, Texas, 32 years old, and Pastor Brian McDonald and myself teamed up and preached one or two of those first Truth Camps. I can tell you, we had a time, praise God, preaching the Word. I remember Brother Brian preached one night. Brother Brian preached the Word of God one night on the altar. Brother Brian McDonald, I may have said Brian Smith. I know Brian Smith. Brian McDonald, amen, preached that night on the altar of God being hidden, and the illustrated message hid among a bunch of artificial plants. And I was sitting in the back. He said, will anybody help me find the altar? Praise God. I felt the Holy Ghost hit my feet. I took off running, jumped on that platform. We pulled that altar out. Come on, somebody. We had church. Would you shout hallelujah? Young people's lives have been impacted by other preachers who have stood at this sacred office, declared, thus saith the Lord, to young people like yourself who have come through here the last 20 years. Some of them, my oldest two daughters, my oldest three children have come through here and their lives been impacted and affected. And we pray that the same thing is happening to you this week, that you'll never be the same because of what God done and what he released in you at Truth Camp 2019. Somebody lift your hand and shout, I want that. Come on, shout, I want that. Praise God. Ephesians, I said Ephesians, hold that place. Let's go to the book of Mark, the book of St. Mark, chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 28. Mark chapter 4, verse 28. Jesus here speaking, of course, talking about the kingdom of God as a seed in the ground. And in Mark chapter 4, verse 28, he said, for the earth bringeth forth fruit. The seed's already planted, he said, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Would you read that with me out loud, students? Let's read it out loud together. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you right now for your word. I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to stand one more time in this sacred office. Lord God, of which you've called me to, thank you for your calling, great God Almighty. I ask that you would empower me with the mighty power of your Holy Ghost. Equip me and give me the words to declare from your holy book unto your young people, on those gathered here today. Let them receive it in faith. Let it advance them in the kingdom of God against the gates of hell for the sake of hell-bound souls, that Christ your Son may be glorified and Lucifer terrified because of it. In Jesus' precious name, everybody shout amen. Look at your neighbor and give them high five and shout, we're giving the devil anxiety attacks. Come on, say it. We're giving the devil anxiety attacks. Hallelujah. I want to say it again. We're giving the devil anxiety attacks. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You can go to your seat. Hallelujah. Oh, you showed up at Truth Camp. The devil's been suffering from anxiety attacks. Preaching of the word, the worship, all of it, the altar services. I'm telling you, he's just overcome by having anxiety attacks. I tell you, a lot of folks suffering from anxiety attacks and other things, mental distress. It's time we turn around and reverse the curse and put it back on him who's the author of it. Would you shout hallelujah, somebody? Lift your hand again and shout, I'm giving the devil, come on, I'm giving the devil anxiety attack. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I've got a lot of scripture I'm going to read to you, but I want to introduce to you the subject title for this morning, and I want to take some of you back years ago as I traveled back myself as a young boy growing up in a church in Soper, Oklahoma, the Assembly of God Church on Highway 70. We had an evangelist that would come and preach to us often, and his name was James Routon. And I borrowed this subject title from him, this famed title that Brother Routon preached from many times. The root, the shoot, and the fruit. Oh, somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Say the root, the shoot, and the fruit. And Jesus said it there. And our opening scripture of Mark chapter 4, verse 28, I want to read it to you from another commentary, I call it. Mark chapter 4, verse 28. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of wheat are formed. And finally, the grain ripens. The root, the shoot, and the fruit. John chapter 12, verse 24, our Savior, our great Lord and Master had this to say, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Scripture, the child of God who reads and studies the Holy Scripture will come to the understanding that God wants us rooted. Would you shout amen? I said God wants us rooted. Such was the case that births the old hymn of the church that was sung for years and years and years. And I know we like to use it in the opposite, contrary direction about those Christians who refuse to be moved for God. But that wasn't it, the intent of the author. And they would sing it, though, as a song of commitment to God. And they would, and to Christ, and they would sing, I shall not be moved. Come on, somebody. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Would you shout hallelujah, somebody? Praise God. I'm talking about the root, the shoot, and the fruit. We understand from God's word, his mind, his intention, his will revealed unto us from sacred scripture causes us to know that he wants us young people to be rooted. Furthermore, we understand from our God in the Holy Scripture that there is a process. I said there is a process from the moment of new birth, from the moment you're born again, saved from hell, from Satan, from sin, from this old world, and you are born again and saved. Right then, you enter into a process of which Jesus described, of which this subject title gives to us, the root, the shoot, and the fruit. There is process. Come on, summed up for us by Christ's words in Mark chapter 4 and verse 28. Then again in John chapter 12, a process. In other words, there will be no jumping. There will be no skipping over one stage of phase or phase to another. There is no skipping from one phase to another. Come on. There is a process. A process. God has developed a process in his divine created ability to everything. Hallelujah to the Lamb. There is a process. He is a God of order. He's a God of process. Somebody shout hallelujah. The root, the shoot, and the fruit. Oh, hallelujah. We don't jump from the seed automatically to the fruit, because there is a process. Praise God. Number one, just briefly, you fall to the blood-soaked ground of Calvary's hill at the base of the old rugged cross, and in repentance at an altar somewhere, you die. I said you die. Blessed be God that don't take you. Hear me. I said you find your way by faith up Calvary's rugged hill to the blood-soaked ground of Calvary at the foot, hallelujah, of the cross of Jesus Christ. There the seed. Put your hand on yourself and shout, I am a seed. Who shout, I am, said, I am a seed. My life is a seed. God wants you. God created you. Matter of fact, in his process, you were conceived in your mama's womb. Your mama conceived seed from your daddy. Come on, somebody. And God said, I want that seed and that seed and that seed. I'll not go too in depth, but if you study biology and you've studied the process of life, come on, you understand that, you know, when you reflect on the process of that, that God had to choose many reasons, but God had to choose you. Hallelujah. You, a seed. Come on, somebody. Come from your daddy, received in your mama's womb. Hallelujah. God said, I want that seed and that seed and that seed and that seed. But the devil had put death, come on, in the seed of man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Had put physical death and spiritual death and corrupted the seed of of man, are you hearing me? But praise the Lamb of God. God sent his only begotten son. Would you shout hallelujah? Who said, no man takes my life. I lay it down of my own. Hallelujah. And thus he done. Stretched his hand out on two crossbeams. Spikes drove into his hands, into his feet. And the Lord poured out his blood. Oh, shout hallelujah. I said it poured out his blood. You see, the blood of old Adam, the federal head of this human race, the blood was corrupted. And the blood of Adam was contained in your seed, in you as a seed. Come on, somebody. But when Christ died, oh, hallelujah, he released his own sinless. I'm about to have a spell. I said he released his own sinless blood. Would somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And the seed of the word of God came into effect. Would you shout amen? And made the devil a lie. Oh, shout hallelujah. I said the seed of God came into effect for the human race, and you were born the first time, and God said that's a corrupted seed, but God said I got the remedy. Shout hallelujah. You were born once to your daddy through your mama's womb, but the Bible says we're going to be born the second time, a real spiritual, supernatural happening, an event that must happen in the life of every human being, or else if you're not born again, Jesus said you shall not see the kingdom of God. If you believe it, shout amen. But when you come as a seed of your life and you fall on the Calvary's blood-soaked soil at the foot of the cross of the crucified Savior. My God, I wish somebody help me preach. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, I repent. I surrender. I give my all to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive me of my sins. I believe you died for me. I believe God rose you up from the dead on the third day. And then the word of God said, we're born again right then, not tomorrow, not something you earn. Shout hallelujah. Not something you go through a temple and you earn your way from level to level until you reach a height of divine spirituality that one day you're going to beget, it's crazy, beget other types of spiritual seed raining somehow in heaven and some, anyway, it's a mess. Come on, somebody, that Mormon religion, are you hearing me? But no, the word of God says immediately that man, little MacDonald, that man's born again right then. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Little lady, you're born again right then. And the word of God said, Peter said it, we're born again the second time. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Oh, hallelujah. By the word of God. Hallelujah. He said the first time you was born by the will of your papa. But the second time we're born again, I'm about to have a spell. Come on, y'all better help me today. But the second time we're born again, we're born by the will of our heavenly. We're born again by the will of our heavenly Father. Would you shout amen? Born by that incorruptible seed of Christ. Hallelujah. We are that seed. We first fall that blood-soaked ground. And then that old nature, that old sin, that old corrupt seed of self, our life, if you please, as a seed, falls into the ground. Oh, blessed be the Lamb. And then number two, I just jotted this down. But then number two, roots. You see, that seed falls to the ground. Then roots began to develop. somebody. The process of germination happens underneath the soil in the earth. Our evangelist described it so eloquently about that particular Chinese tree or whatever it was. Amen. Falls in the earth, and there it dies in germination. And all of a sudden, we don't see nothing, we don't hear nothing, but boop, and little roots start going downward. Somebody shout amen. I said roots begin to develop and go downward and outward according to one particular root system, outward or downward. And roots began to develop. Number three, after that, all of a sudden the blade of the shoot, bloop, pushes up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to be a little shoot, a little bit, boop, and just start peeking through the earth and starts coming up out of the ground. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Woo, there you have that seed, then you have the root, and now the shoot, praise God, a stalk develops. Come on out of that shoot. And when it gets up a certain height, a certain state of maturity, of growth, and then again, boop, a little bud pops out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I remember helping my daddy over there in southeast Oklahoma. He planted gardens, and we'd plant okra. Some call it okra. I call it okra. That's okra language. I don't know how you call it here in Texas, but I call it okra. Somebody shout okra. You just learned a new word. Amen. Hey, but I remember when that okra stalk could get a certain height, Brother Smith, and all of a sudden, boop, out come a little bud. And a real pretty yellow-looking thing come out. I don't know how it all happened, but in the process, amen, all of a sudden, it turned into an okra fruit. Come on, turned into okra, and mama cut it up, and mama took and put flour on it and put it in a skillet and fried it. Oh, hallelujah. And I ate it. Somebody shout amen. Great God Almighty, shout hallelujah. A stalk developed, and then the bud came, and then last, the fruit was ripe. Shout hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. In this process, there is a process, a process. Somebody shout a process. Give somebody a high five on the other side and shout, I'm in a process. Shout, tell them I'm a seed, but tell them the seed of Christ is in me and I'm in a process. I'm born again. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. An incorruptible seed burns in me at the base of the cross of the crucified Christ. Hallelujah. And then there comes the developing. I gave you that as the process real quick, but I want to focus on this root system. And Brother Lucas said he's going to put a picture up for me. Amen. I asked Dustin Brown, I guess because he's a Longhorn. Amen. He wasn't strong enough to pull that tree over here. I guess I'll have to find an Oklahoma boy. Amen. Amen. That evangelist making his plug. I'm going to make my plug. I'm on the platform. I got the microphone right now. Somebody shout amen. That's one thing happened in Truth Camp in 20 years. There sure was a whole lot more Oklahoma fans than there was. I better be careful. I'm going to get carnal. Hallelujah. I said, Boomer Sooner. Shout out. Woo! I better not say shout hallelujah. That'd be sacrilegious. Talked about the this. I wanted them to pull that tree over here. I know it's artificial, but due to surf. But you can see it over there. Brother Lucas put up that picture of those roots. Rooted in Christ. The root. Come on, somebody. The death of the seed. Then the root. There is the developing of your root system. And that root system, spiritually speaking, must be connected and be, as I read from Paul's writing, in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Two words I've been taught as a Bible student, you need to learn. It's in the scripture. Two important words. Lift your hand and shout in Christ. Too quiet. Shout in Christ. Shout in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. In Christ. Those are two powerful words that Paul uses. Jesus talks about it in John, about the branch being in the vine. And Jesus said, Brother Smith, I'm in you and you're in me as I'm in the Father. Whoa, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's going to be that connection of your spiritual roots to Christ and the developing of that root system in Jesus. I did a little Googling myself. Amen. I said, well, praise the Lord, that evangelist could do it. I can too. Amen. And my wife made me put my cell phone up last night. I was sitting over there and he started preaching and I started looking up root system. I Googled root system. I was sitting there reading. She elbowed me and said, what in the world are you doing? You're not helping Brother Jacob. I said, I'm studying. She said, in church? But Jacob, I helped you. I put it up. Amen. I put the cell phone up and quit my studying. Come on. But there's going to be the development of that root system. And when I Googled it, I found out that I'm just going to give you two types of root systems. There's four, actually. I'm going to give you two. The first is creeping roots. Creeping roots. That's more the creeping root time. Amen. I didn't say creepy. I said creeping roots. Hallelujah. This one, the roots do not go deep into the earth. They go a long way from the base of that plant. They cover a large area. And they receive for the plant, whatever the case, in this case a tree, in that shallow ground, those roots spread out and look and find moisture and minerals to feed the plant. The second type of root system is tap roots. They go deep into the soil, the earth. Hallelujah. And some of those tap roots have been observed to go 20 feet deep. Hallelujah. So they can locate water and minerals deep under the ground. Woo. I know you're not supposed to do this, but I'm not a scientist. I don't know what they call folks that study plants. Is it? I don't know. I'm not even going to try to think of it. But anyway, I'm going to put both of them together. Hallelujah. You got to have a creeping root system. You got to have that root system that creeps out, that flows out at the base and spreads out around you and covers a large area. You say, where you get that, Preacher Tom? I've read it over there in the book of Psalms. David said that the Lord, and it said many places in the Old Testament, that the Lord has set me in a large place. Come on, somebody. The Lord has planted me in a large place. Woo, praise God. Blessed are the lines of our inheritance. Somebody shout me. I said, blessed are the lines and the boundaries of our inheritance from God through Jesus Christ. For the Lord has planted you. You are his seed, and he has planted you in a large place. My Lord in heaven, let your roots spread out over a large land of spiritual inheritance and grow in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, help me while I preach. Praise God Almighty. Woo. I don't know, I want you to be have creeping roots. I want you to have a tap root. Together. I want you to have a tap root. That root that grows from that plant just goes straight down. Come on, somebody. It just goes straight down and finds water, finds minerals to feed that plant and keep it alive. I want you to have those roots spreading out in your land of inheritance. Then I want you to have a taproot that goes down and finds water. It goes deep. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes those creeping roots can't find the mineral, can't find the water they're looking for. But if you got a taproot, I'm talking about spiritual now, but if you got a taproot that just goes straight down, I said it'll keep going until it finds water. It'll keep going collecting mineral and putting it up. I don't know how it happened, but putting it up to the plant that's above and keeps it alive. Would you shout hallelujah? You know, I hear folks, and you know, I'm deep. And they talk about they know Hebrew and they know Greek. I'm not fighting Hebrew and Greek. It's good to study it. Amen. It'll help you with the Word of God. But I've seen some folks and I've seen self-taught folks, and then I've seen those out of the seminary, come on somebody, hallelujah. Now I'm not talking about these places at harvest time and this one up there in Texarkana. That's what, you get a chance, you need to go there and get your roots established. But what I'm talking about, majority of American so-called Bible universities, come on somebody, but I want to tell you right now, get a taproot that'll go down. Not deep is not knowing Hebrew and Greek. Shout amen. Brother Danny Hudson, one of my favorite evangelists, he said, I know a little Hebrew down the road that owns a little store, and I know a Greek, know a little Greek who owns a restaurant down on the other side of town. Amen. Come on, somebody. And they say that's deep because I know Hebrew and Greek. I can start talking Hebrew. Woo, I'm talking Choctaw a little bit. Amen. That's nothing to be puffed up about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a taproot that goes down deep. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Blessed be God. It's feeding what we see on the outside. Amen. Your walk with Christ, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that rests upon you when you stand up and testify. Hallelujah. When you take up the offering, shout amen, somebody. When you lead the prayer service, we see the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Would you shout amen? We see the fruit of the nature of Christ. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, faith. Oh, against such there is no law. We see this on the outside. But hallelujah, it didn't just get there by accident. It got there like our evangelist yesterday, Brother Dr. Jerry Wilkerson said, and our evangelist been preaching at night. It didn't get there by accident. It got there because you are deep. You got a deep root, amen, that's set in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout amen. Oh, blessed be God. I'm talking about developing your roots. Ooh, how many wants to be deep? I said, how many wants to be deeply rooted in Jesus Christ? You see, our roots are to be, as I've read it from the scripture, are to be in Jesus, rooted in Christ. In Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Somebody shout amen. I tell you, there's something I've seen in the mountains around southeast Oklahoma and in Arkansas. You have to drive through those mountains where they've used dynamite and made highways. I've watched and I've seen, maybe you have, that in the sides of those old mountains, you see trees up there on the top, but you'll also see trees down there on the side, Brother Jacob Smith, growing. Trees are growing. I look at that and say, ooh, look at that. Trees are growing sideways out of the rock. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. I said trees are growing out of the rock. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I was singing yesterday, I'm anchored in Jesus. Hallelujah. The waves of life, I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus. I'll fear no wind or wave. Shout hallelujah, because I got a taproot that is tapped in to the rock. Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo, blessed God Almighty. In Jesus. Let me give you some roots that need to be developed. I'm talking about developing your root system. Number one, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The baptism in the Holy Ghost. John chapter 14 and verse 26. I'm going to read scriptures to you now. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Chapter 16 of the same book of John, verse number 7. And the word of God says, nevertheless, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It's important. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, the Holy Ghost, that is. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Somebody shout amen. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I yet have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them, he said to them. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you, your teacher from heaven, will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak unto you, and he will show you things to come. Come on, young people. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, Jesus said, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you a little while, and you shall see, shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Go to my Father. You've got to develop that root of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Would somebody shout amen? I said you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Shout amen. You need to be baptized. You need to be submersed. You need to be clothed upon. You need to be empowered. You need the Holy Ghost to come upon you. You need that root of the Holy Spirit baptism. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Jesus said it right here in these scriptures, what the Holy Ghost would do for us. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He'll give you revelation you couldn't have got without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He'll empower you with greater ability, anointing, to do what God wants you to do for him in this earth. You have an anointing that bespeaks and emphasizes and manifests the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would somebody shout hallelujah? Why? Because you've got a root in Jesus, in the Holy Ghost. Number two, holiness and sacrifice is a root. I said a root is holiness and sacrifice. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this old spirit of this world, but be a trans transformed. Shout amen, somebody, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and accept that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Somebody lift your hand and shout, I give my body a sacrifice to Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo. I'm talking about another root is in you that to be connected in Christ is holiness and sacrifice. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 17. Wherefore, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not that unclean thing. Oh, watch what he said. And I will receive you, is what God said, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Oh, praise God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 through 20, Paul says, your body as a temple of God is not to be connected to harlots. Come on, somebody. Your body, he said, was not created for fornication. Somebody shout amen. He said, do you not know, you Christian young people, that to whom you join your body to, you become one with them. Great God Almighty. No wonder there are a lot of teenage suicides. One reason is because they've spent the night, a night of sinful, lustful pleasure with the opposite sex. Come on, somebody. And in that moment, a spiritual thing happened. Come on, somebody, that God instituted among men, men and women, not men and men, not women. Come on here. Not women and women, but a man and a woman. One man, one woman for life in holy matrimony. Hallelujah, in the sight of God. But many young people have took a gun and put it to their head, or took a gun and went after their girlfriend, former girlfriend, and their new boyfriend. Come on, somebody. A girl, a boy breaks up with her, and she overdoses with pills. Come on, somebody. And whiskey. Why? Because they can't stand it. There's young people. They have united themselves as one with somebody. Come on. In a state of intimate fellowship that wasn't created outside of marriage for you. Come on. And when that breakup comes, it's like death comes to your soul. Come on. It feels like a tearing apart from you, and you don't know how to handle it. It messes with your mind and with your emotions. Come on, somebody. It's just like a divorce among an adult man and a woman, but it happens to young people. What are you saying, Brother Tom? Your body, Paul said, has been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you and I, we are not our own. We don't belong to us. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a servant of Christ. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Woo. I'm going to have a root of holiness. And holiness and sacrifice go hand in hand. We wonder why that in the early days of Pentecost, at the turn of the century, as well as in that first church, we wonder how they saw such great moves, awakenings, and manifestation of God Almighty. I'll tell you how it happened. Come on, somebody. No, they didn't. It wasn't the fact of a list of do's and don'ts. Come on, stay with me now. But it was a fact that they fell in love with Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, and they read that Bible and realized that I'm God's and His alone. And they said, Lord, I don't want to be a part of that world. I want to be transformed. Would you shout hallelujah so God Almighty can use me and manifest His Son, Jesus Christ, through my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth It is told Smith Wigglesworth never allowed a newspaper in his home, and he made that commitment to God. I'll not read any type of material other than my Bible. Somebody shout hallelujah. That great apostle of faith saw people resurrected from the dead. He saw one man who had just a partial leg, and he prayed the prayer of faith, told him, tomorrow go to the shoe store, buy a certain size shoe in a certain color. The man laughed, but when he went to bed, God said, do what my servant has said. The next day he showed up at the shoe store and said, give me a certain color shoe, size so and so. And the man looked at him like, you're crazy. He said, yes, it's for me. And God shook his head, went, got that size shoe, that color, and put it on the end of his nub. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. It sure happened. It's recorded in history. And put that shoe on his nub. And that shoe salesman clerk stood there and watched the rest of that leg grow out into that shoe with the foot the right size. Oh, shout hallelujah. Why, Brother Tom, it's because they had a root that went down called holiness and sacrifice. Somebody shout. Oh, bless you. I got to hurry. The third root is in Luke chapter 18. I don't have time to read it all, verse 1 through 8. But verse 1, Jesus said, men, young people, mamas and daddies, sons and daughters, men ought always to pray and not to faint. If you believe it, somebody shout amen. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he told the widow who come to the unjust judge saying, oh, you got to avenge me, my enemy, over and over and over again. To that wicked unjust judge said, I'm going to do it because she wearies me. And then Jesus said, how much more will your heavenly Father, if you come to him in faith and you continue with persistence, coming to him in faith, believe in him for his word that has promised. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, but he will avenge you speedily. Somebody shout glory to God. God Almighty will work on your behalf if you pray. I said prayer is a root that goes down into the Lord Jesus Christ. Another root is, it's a joint root, is faith and the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17, you can read verses 8 through 10, should be familiar to you, but if not, read it, and even if it is, reread it and reread it. But verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. I got faith. I got faith. It's a taproot. It's rooted in Christ and his price of sacrifice and what he did on the cross, sealed by his resurrection. My faith is in Calvary, in Christ and him crucified, sealed by his resurrection. And the Holy Ghost is a root in Acts, the presence and the power and the benefits of God, because my faith is rooted in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. And it is matured by the hearing and the reading, because it's a way of hearing, reading and hearing the word of God. My faith root grows stronger and stronger and stronger. Somebody shout amen. Somebody said, he's still preaching. No, I'm trying to help you today. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the root, the shoot, and the fruit. Say it with me. The root. Oh, you said like the root. Say the root, the shoot, and the fruit. Praise God. I'm going to close here. Now, the tree and fruit are as good only as good as the roots. If you believe it, somebody say amen. Psalms chapter 1. Here is the final product. Blessed is the man that young person that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his or her delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night. There's that word. Somebody shout, there's that word.
That tree's got some roots.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody shout amen. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of his young people, the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hear what I'm telling you. There's coming a day according to the scripture. There's coming a day according to the words of Christ, when every tree that doesn't bring forth fruit will be hewn down and cast into the fires of hell. You hearing me? Jesus gave us a great symbolic picture illustration. When with his disciples he was walking, the Bible says he was hungered. He was hungry. And he saw a fig tree. And he went over to pick one to eat, the master did. And when he looked, there was no ripened fruit. I don't know all the ins and outs of the story. I hadn't really studied it. And some say, well, it wasn't the time, blah, blah, whatever the case, but I'm just getting to the point. There was no fruit. No fruit. It just leaves. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says that Jesus cursed that tree. Cursed that tree. Come on, somebody. And said, there'll be no more fruit growing on you from this day forward. Oh, come on, church. And the next day, that tree was withered up. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? Come on. Jesus said, every tree that does not bring forth fruit will be cut down and cast into the fires of hell. Psalms chapter 1 tells us that they will not be remembered, the wicked. But the righteous, God knows. The righteous are like a tree planted by the rivers of water with their roots in Jesus. Then all of a sudden, though, something happens that baffles us. Sister Tom, make it with the piano, please. All of a sudden, something happens that baffles us. The tree is cut down. Trouble, Brother Evangelist, trouble. The tree is cut down. Some of you, maybe not all of you, have heard the testimony of me walking through the great trial of deep depression, pastoring a growing church. I sank deep in depression. I struggled with suicide. I remember sitting on the edge of a rock cliff in Arkansas, contemplating jumping off, looking for a sharp stub tree that I could leap on. I even contemplated taking my shotgun and going out hunting. It was squirrel season, telling my wife I'd gone hunting, but finding a place to where someone could find me. Taking the gun, making it look like an accident, and ending it all. And then one Sunday morning, I got up early to go to the churches during the winter in January to turn the heat on at the church. At least, I told my wife. She's asleep, I thought, and I was putting my shoes on. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the church to turn the heat on. She said, no, you're not. Because in my mind, I thought, I'm leaving today. I'm going to get in that van and get some gas, and I'm going to drive as far as I can drive on a tank of gas to some large city, and I'm going to park the van, and then I'm going to live on the streets. Nobody will find me because I'm ashamed. I don't no longer have the anointing that I had. I remember one lie the devil said, you remember all of those young people you've preached to in Truth Camp and Truth Retreat? And I could see their faces. And the enemy said, you have let them down. You have lost the anointing. In those moments, Satan's imps begin to cut me down. Cut, cut, cut. Cut me down until I fell. You hear what I'm saying? Until I fell. Crashed to the ground. I, by the Lord's direction, don't have time to tell the whole story. God worked it out. I don't know if you believe or not, but I know he did. I ain't got time to tell the whole story. God worked it out to where I was able to go into a mental hospital, be diagnosed and treated for deep, deep depression. The doctor was a wonderful doctor and recognized that I was a minister, called me clergy, that I was a part of the profession of ministers. He said, I've seen this among professionals. We're going to do this. We're going to keep your husband, said to my wife, for 10 days. We're going to treat him with medication. But he looked and made sure his office door was shut. And I was there on the Choctaw Nation, through Choctaw Nation, paying for my visit and hospital stay. And so he looked, made sure the door was shut. And he said to my wife and my father-in-law, he looked, made sure the door shut. He said, I know that you all are Christians. He said, y'all pray to your God. We'll do what we can, and y'all pray to your God. And my wife with tears in her eyes said, will we get him back? Will he be back to preaching? And that man said, you pray to your God. We'll do what we can do. And yes, ma'am, he will return. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Hey! I know I'm going OT, but I'm hurting. Turn with me to Job chapter 14, verse 7. Job chapter 14, verse 7. The root, the shoot of the fruit. Job chapter 14, verse 7. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse number 9. It said, let me go read verse 8. Through the root thereof wax old in the earth, though the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. It don't make sense, does it? When a preacher gets cut down with sickness or disease, when a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, come on, our Christian, our young person, come on, a teenage Christian comes down with cancer. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are they battle depression? Come on, in those moments, the enemy is cutting them down to the ground. Come on, but hallelujah, there is hope for that tree. When it's cut down, it's going to smell the root. Hallelujah. We'll smell the scent of water, and again it will sprout and bring forth branches and fruit to the glory of God. Somebody shout amen in this house. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Woo. Oh yes. The root, the fruit. The root, the shoot, and the fruit. Praise God. I want you to stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. All over this classroom. Praise God. Lift your hands as high as you can get it toward heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, young people. Come on. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I want you to reach your hand over to your neighbor or lay it on their shoulder
and tell them I'm praying for you. Tell them there is hope for a tree that is cut down. Hallelujah. Tell them I'm praying for you that your root system is rooted and embedded in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through faith, through the word. Tell them I'm praying for you that you bring forth fruit and much fruit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God, a mighty fruit of revival, a fruit of awakening. Hallelujah, that'll sweep, hallelujah, your community, that'll sweep your church, because you're rooted in Christ Jesus. Praise Him, young people, all over this house. Lift your hands and praise Him like this is your last breath. Praise Him, hallelujah. You said, I feel like I've been cut down. I feel like it's over. No, it's not. I smell Holy Ghost water. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. You will. I said, you will grow again. You will bring forth branches. You will bring forth fruit. You will increase. Shout, somebody. Give God praise. Give God praise. I'm rooted. I'm rooted in Christ. The storms of life I'll brave. I'm rooted in Christ. I'll fear no wind or wave. Hallelujah. 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 God speaking to you about that root of sacrifice and holiness. Amen. Say, Lord, I'm willing. Lift your head. Say, Lord, I'll sacrifice my life, my body, soul, mind, and spirit is yours. I'll live in sanctification daily. I'll live in a progressive, amen, process of holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, praise God, praise God. I'll separate myself. That's what Paul said. Come out from the world and you be separate. Hallelujah. God wants you to trust Him for sanctification. Have your faith in Christ, Him crucified. And let the Holy Ghost help you. Make you make the initiative. Separate yourself. Walk in holiness. Walk in sacrifice. Somebody give God praise for it right now all over this house. Come on. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him. Some of you, God's dealing with you about your root of prayer and Bible reading. Dealing with you about your root of faith. The devil wants to cut off your tap root of faith. Come on, somebody. Lift your hand. The devil's fighting you. Said you'll not make it. You'll fail God when school starts back. You can shout now, but I'll kill you. When you get to school, you won't be able to stand. But I'm telling you right now, you're a tree. Get your roots down. I said, get them down. Get them down. Pray. Amen. Have faith. Read that word. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Woo. Amen. I want you to reach your hand, if not already, on somebody on either side of you. And let's all pray this before I turn it to Lucas or Pastor Goodwin and go to lunch. But reach your hand to somebody around you, two people. Lay your hand on, say, Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Come on, say it. Fill them. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Come on, young people. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, amen, you've already been filled. Be filled again right now and begin to speak in other tongues. Pray in that heavenly Holy Ghost language. Mite kuste, mande libe kusta, ronde be ki,
Ilamaste Uta Uta Madilasto Riki Siki Amade. Come on, somebody. Worship. Get that root down in Jesus. In the power of the Holy Ghost root. Hallelujah. I'm establishing myself. I'm getting rooted. Oh, I can stand the test. I can stand the storm. Hallelujah. Even if I'm cut down, I will arise. I said, even if I'm cut down, I will arise. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Love Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Sing it one time with our brother. Come on, lift your voice, sing it. Come on, let's praise the Lord before we dismiss class. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you want Christ more than anything? Do you love Him more than anything or anybody? Sing, sing, children, worship, children, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. To the Lamb,
I give myself away so you can.
Woo! Sing it, sing the song of commitment. I give myself away. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I smell water. I smell water. I smell Holy Ghost restoring, restoration, renewing water. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting revived. Somebody's coming alive. Somebody. Woo.
Lord, I give myself away.